The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 16, A Little Servant Girl and the Proud General. The Story of the Little Slave Girl and Naaman from 2 Kings, Chapter 5. Naaman was a very important man in a very important army of a very important country. So you see, he was very, very, very important. But Naaman was sick. He had leprosy, which is a nasty thing that stops you from feeling anything. Bits of you fall off without you noticing, like bashed fingers and squished toes. It might sound funny, but it wasn't. And Naaman certainly wasn't laughing. There was no cure. It never went away. And in the end, it killed you. Naaman needed help. Now, there was a little slave girl who worked for Naaman, and she knew someone who could help him. But there was a problem. Naaman was her enemy. Not long before, Naaman had led an army raid on her home in Israel. He had killed her whole family, carried her off to Syria, and made her into his slave. Every night she cried herself to sleep. She had lost everything. Why would she, of all people, want to help Naaman? Didn't she hate him and want to hurt him back? Didn't she want to make him pay for the wrong he'd done? That's what you'd expect. But instead of hating him, she loved him. Instead of hurting him back, she forgave him. "I want Naaman to get well," she said to her mistress. "There's a man in Israel called Elisha who can heal him."
"I'll go," said Naaman, loading up his wagons and putting on his flashing armor. "But I'll go to the palace, because that's where someone important like me gets healed."
So he hurried off to Israel and went straight to the king.
"My healing, please," he announced.
"I can do lots of things," the king replied, "but only God can heal."
Just then, a message from Elisha arrived. "Send Naaman here," it read. So Naaman hurried off to Elisha's house. But Elisha didn't even come out and greet him. He just sent a servant instead.
"Doesn't Elisha realize who I am?" Naaman thought.
But what the servant said next made him even crosser.
"Wash in there," he said.
"Just wash?" Naaman laughed. "In that slimy, stinky river?"
He looked around to see if this was some kind of joke. It wasn't.
"Bah, any person can wash in a river," he thought. "I am Naaman. I am important. I should do something important so God will heal me."
He rode off in a rage. Of course, you and I both know that's not how God does things. All Naaman needed was nothing. It was the one thing Naaman didn't have. God knew that Naaman was even sicker on the inside than he was on the outside. Naaman was proud. He thought he didn't need God. His heart didn't work properly. It couldn't feel anything. You see, Naaman had leprosy of his heart. God was not only going to heal Naaman's skin, he was going to heal his pride. Naaman finally agreed to wash in the river, and instantly his skin became smooth like a baby. Naaman wanted to pay Elisha. God healed you. You can't pay, Elisha said. It's free. And so it was that a very sick man was healed, all because of a little servant girl who forgave him. God knew sin was like leprosy. It stopped his children's heart from working properly, and in the end, it would kill them. Years later, God was going to send another servant to forgive as she did, to forgive all of God's children and heal the terrible sickness in their hearts. Their hearts were broken. But God can mend broken hearts. All right, today we heard a story of Naaman and the little servant girl. There are several important things that we see in the story. First, the servant girl showed love. She had been taken from her home, turned into a slave, yet still, she showed compassion, she showed love, and she did what God wants us to do, and that is tell other people about him. You see, when she told her master, Naaman, about Elisha, she was telling about the prophet of God, and she knew that Elisha had power because Elisha was from God. And so she was sending Naaman to someone who could tell him about God. She was sending him to someone who could help him, not just physically, but spiritually as well. She understood that God is the answer, and she was leading Naaman to God. Now, we also have the story of Naaman. Here is a man who was very important, but also had a very big problem. And even in his culture, this was a big problem that other people didn't ignore, and it was creating a problem for Naaman. And so he needed help. But in many ways, he was too proud to ask for it. But he finally went and asked for help. Now, when Elisha told Naaman to go and wash in the river, Naaman didn't think that was a good idea. He thought, how is that going to help? In fact, he almost went away without doing it. But one of his other servants said, just try it. And so he went in and washed. And he became clean. I think Naaman was proud and thought that it would be something bigger, that he would have to perform some big task in order to earn the cleaning. He thought that it would be some kind of reward for something that he had done. But instead, God gives things to each of us that we don't deserve. And we need to be humble. We need to have a humble heart. not to be proud, but to realize that we are in need, that we need help, that we cannot do it by ourselves. We need God. And when Naaman finally obeyed and washed in the river, God did something. It wasn't that the river water was magic. It wasn't. But when Naaman obeyed, God did it. And he saw that it was God doing this, not something that he was doing himself. In the same way, we also have a heart that needs to be clean. We have a heart that is far from God, but we cannot clean away the sin and the bad things. We can't do it. We need God. We need Jesus. At the end of the story, it talks about another servant who had come. And that servant was Jesus. God tells us to have the heart of a servant, a heart like Jesus.